Let's call this meeting of the Senate Judiciary Committee to order. It is 2:34 p.m. It is Monday, February 19, 2024. Before we begin, I want to thank Juliana Singh, the Senate Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and Dylan Williams from the Juno LIO, who makes sure we have sound. At this time, I want to remind committee members and those in the room to please silence your cell phones. Present today, we have Senator Kaufman, Senator Giesel, Senator Tobin, Senator Keel is in Senate Finance, and not here, and myself, Senator Klayman. We have a quorum to conduct business. Our first order of business today is Senate Bill 20, Appropriation Limit, Government Budget, and Senate Joint Resolution 4, Constitutional Amendment, Appropriation Limit, sponsored by Senator Kaufman. The Senate Judiciary Committee heard these pieces of legislation during the 2023 legislative session. This is the first hearing for both this session. Our intention today is to open up public testimony for both Senate Bill 20 and Senate Joint Resolution 4. It's going to be a joint public hearing, so those who testify will be given an opportunity to talk about both. Before we open up for the testimony, I want to invite Senator Kaufman and his staff, Matthew Harvey, up for any opening statements or comments. If you both want to come forward, identify yourselves for the record, and you can proceed.
Thank you, Senator Klayman, and through the chair, thank you to the committee for hearing this bill again. We appreciate it. And since we've heard the bill before, I'll just very briefly recap. It's essentially a constitutional amendment and a bill, and taken together, what they do is create the mechanism for measuring our state productive economy, our state domestic product, averaging it on a five-year trailing average, and then setting our spending against a percentage of that. And that's basically the mechanism. The purpose is to tie our state spending to our productive economy on a broader sense than what it is right now, and to also provide constructive limitations to peak spending during excess periods of revenues. And with that, I'll submit to any questions you may have, or anywhere you want to go on this.
Thank you very much. Any other questions from members of the committee? I don't see any. Mr. Harvey, did you want to add anything?
Thank you, Chair Klayman, and members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Not at this time, a brief overview of what we've heard before. And for the record, Matthew Harvey, staff to Senator Kaufman.
Thank you very much. And I would just note for the record that I spoke with Senator Kaufman in advance and just said I realized last year we had not taken public testimony, so my goal was to take public testimony today, and then we'll hold the bill for further hearings. So with that, I'm going to open public testimony on Senate Bill 20 and Senate Joint Resolution 4. If you're on the phone, please make sure you're not on a speakerphone, as the sound quality is not as clear and it's often difficult to hear what you're saying. Is there anyone in the room who would like to provide public testimony? Hearing and seeing no one online, we have Katie Capozzi with the Alaska Chamber, with the State Chamber. Ms. Capozzi, if you want to identify yourself for the record, and we generally limit public testimony to 2 minutes.
Great, thank you. Chair Klayman, members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, thank you for the opportunity to testify today. My name for the record is Katie Capozzi, and I serve as the President and CEO of the Alaska Chamber. The Alaska Chamber was founded in 1953 and is Alaska's largest statewide business advocacy organization. Our mission is to promote a healthy business environment in Alaska. The Chamber has more than 700 members and represents businesses of all sizes and industries from across the state. The Chamber has been advocating for a meaningful spending cap for more than 8 years and is directly tied to our number one state priority of, quote, supporting a comprehensive approach to create a sustainable state budget that includes a meaningful state spending cap. We say meaningful because we realize the state's current spending limits are outdated and do not restrict spending in a meaningful way. Our reasons for supporting a spending cap are simple. When, and not if, revenues again fail to meet budgeted expenses, my members know who will be targeted first for increased taxes, fines, and fees to fill the gap. That is the business community. We hear this because we've lived it over and over as the state has faced revenue booms and busts through several decades. Businesses require some sense of stability and predictability to invest in our state, hire employees, and grow their business. The constant looming threat of being compelled to, quote, fill the gap of a state government that periodically overspends is a disincentive to invest in Alaska, to say the least. A real, meaningful cap on state government spending would go a long way in showing Alaskans the government can be trusted not only to spend wisely, but that there will be a safety net to provide for core government services when we are faced with revenue shortfalls. The concept of a spending cap, spending limits is not new or complicated. Individuals and families usually match their spending to their income, and they understand that flowing budgets is bound to catch up with them eventually. Alaskans want government to acknowledge this basic tenet of budgeting. While the concept of spending from emergency savings under extraordinary circumstances may make some sense, watching years of deficit spending created by past years of overspending leads to reduced trust in government. If state leaders plan to ask Alaskans to contribute more to state revenues, either by raising existing or creating new taxes, they must guarantee...
Mr. Posey, you're at about the two-minute mark. If you could conclude your remarks, that would be great.
Sure. In closing, the Alaska Chamber supports the overall concept of a spending cap. We do not necessarily have a position on this specific piece of legislation, but we appreciate Senator Kaufman for putting it forward and look forward to the discussion. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next in the queue, we've got Catherine Chambers. Ms. Chambers, if you want to identify yourself, then please proceed.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Catherine Chambers, and I live and work in Anchorage, and I'm representing myself. I was born and raised in Alaska, but later my family and I moved out of state for 9 years. After graduating from college in 2020, I returned to Alaska by choice to start my professional career because of the great opportunities that have historically been available for working age adults. I support Senate Bill 20 because state stability is key to keeping young professionals like me in Alaska. As you know, one of the biggest challenges facing Alaska today is the influx of young people leaving the state and never returning. Reasonable spending limit reform, such as what's included in this bill, would allow the private sector to grow, keeping and creating good jobs for our workforce, but ensure the cost of living in Alaska doesn't continue to rise by keeping government spending in check and encouraging smarter spending decisions. Thank you for the opportunity to testify in support of Senate Bill 20.
Thank you very much. I don't see any questions. Next in the queue, we've got Rebecca Logan with the Support Industry Alliance. Ms. Logan, please identify yourself and you can proceed.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Rebecca Logan, and I'm the CEO of the Alaska Support Industry Alliance, and I'm testifying today on behalf of our 500 members who employ 35,000 people in the state of Alaska. Last year, we asked our membership if they supported limiting the amount that Alaska's government could spend each year, and not surprisingly, 100% of the respondents said yes. But we also asked if they would support an appropriation limit that would be based on a five-year trailing average of spending, real GDP, less government spending, and 80% of the respondents supported that approach. This response helped the Alliance Board in their decision to vote unanimously to support SB 20. A top priority of the Alliance for 45 years has been to promote a favorable business climate, and a long-range fiscal plan with an appropriation limit has been a legislative priority of ours for at least 20 years. Tying the appropriation limit to the performance of the private sector economy will encourage our government to support policies that strengthen the private sector, and that promotes a favorable business climate. Today's headline in the Alaska Beacon, Permanent Fund Board warns state is running out of spendable money, and the eye-catching statement in the accompanying article that over the past 6 years, withdrawals have exceeded new deposits really highlights the importance of doing something different with our government spending. SB 20 is a big step in the right direction. Thank you, Senator Kaufman, for all your work on the bill, and thank you to the committee for your consideration.
Thank you very much. I don't see anyone in the room. I don't have anyone else online, so I'm going to close public testimony on Senate Bill 20 and Senate Joint Resolution 4. We will hold this bill for further consideration as we move forward. Our second and last order of business today is Senate Bill 28. There is a proposed committee substitute to Senate Bill 28 before us. Here to describe the changes to the committee is my staff, Clara Lopke. Claire, if you would please come forward, join us at the front, and please put yourself on record.
For the record, I'm Claire Lopke, staff to Senator Klayman. The committee substitute in front of you adds the entry of workplace violence protective orders into the Central Registry of Protective Orders under Alaska Statute 1865-540 to the process of issuing workplace violence protective orders and ex parte workplace violence protective orders. This change aligns the process of issuing a workplace violence protective order with the process of issuing a domestic violence protective order.
Are there any questions? Hearing and seeing none, I have a motion to adopt the CS as our working document.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Senate Judiciary Committee adopt the committee's substitute to Senate Bill 28, version 33, LS0242/R, as our working document.
Are there any objections? Hearing and seeing no objections, we have adopted the committee substitute. Now I will look to the will of the committee to move the bill out of committee unless there's questions either for I'm the bill sponsor or for my staff. Hearing and seeing none. Senator Geisel, could I have a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move version 33 LS0242/R of Senate Bill 28 with individual recommendations and forthcoming fiscal notes out of this committee to the next committee of referral.
Hearing no objections, Senate Bill 28 moves from committee. If you'll please stay behind to sign the paperwork. And with that, we are going to adjourn for the day. Our next meeting will be Wednesday, February 21st. And on the 21st, we will be starting delayed to the call of the chair because there's so many popular things going on, including, I think, a caucus meeting with Senator Sullivan. So we will stand adjourned. The time is now 2:45 p.m.